Welcome to episode 36 of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
Larry, could you hand me that scalpel over there? I'm having to do a self-operation.
What?
I can't get anybody else to do it. That stays. I leave that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I'm here. Larry Bly, how you doing?
Good, good. This is the podcast I didn't think we would be doing,
this
but we are.
The podcast we weren't supposed to have. Well, COVID cases are filling hospitals left and right.
Right.
And staffing issues are a problem. And so, I say to our healthcare workers, with tip of the hat, and let's do a shout out for them for all the work they do.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'm as old Jimmy Dickens once said, take an old cold tater and wait. So my operation has kind of been put on hold for a little bit.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. Still thinking about the operation whenever it's coming up, but we do appreciate everyone joining us here for episode 36. We're going to talk about songs with dance in the title.
Do we have to?
Yes, because that is our theme this time around. We're not going to dance, but we're going to talk about songs with dance in the title. We'll get to that in a few minutes. What do you say we have a time for living and see who recently celebrated a birthday from the music world? Let's say happy birthday to Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who turned 72. Lisa Marie Presley, 54 recently.
And by the way, they say she's a singer.
Well, yeah, I think she is.
Is she really? Did she ever have any big hits?
No, she didn't do it Hound Dog or anything like that.
But, really?
Big hits, I don't know about. Mediocre, maybe. Has quite the following because of the connection, you know, to Elvis. Happy birthday to country singer Norma Jean, 84. Jeannie Pruitt, 85.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Collins turned 71 recently.
He's not looking too good. Have you seen him recently?
Well, no, I haven't. No.
Ooh, 6 miles of bad road.
I hear you. What you got?
Comedian Tom Smothers, who's not a singer, but I like him so much, and he's 85. It's hard to believe.
Wow.
Singer Graham Nash is 80.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers, 76 years old. Singer Charles Wilson of the Gap Band. Do you remember them?
I remember the Gap Band.
Oh, yeah. Singer Gene Knight.
Mr. Big Stuff,
mm-hmm. Who do you think you are? 79. Drummer Corky Lang of Mountain is 74, which reminded me of this wonderful opening, a combination of drums and guitar. Man, it don't get no better than that. Yeah.
Wow.
This is Mountain, ladies and gentlemen.
Good stuff.
That's Corky Lang in the background banging on those drums.
Oh, man.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy it.
Fantastic. Here. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Justin Timberlake turned 41 recently. Harry Wayne Casey, you know of him?
No.
Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, yeah, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
71.
Wow. Just a couple more. Keyboardist Charlie Gillingham of Counting Crows is 63. Have you ever counted?
Now there's
Chris?
A job to have.
Have you ever counted?
No.
Guitarist Andrew Ridgely of Wham, 59. That's it.
We just did our birthdays, and we forgot about Mike.
Yeah, we did.
Where?
Well, it seems like Mike is out in the traffic here in Bullet Avenue. Mike has become what he calls a goober driver. You know, how a few podcasts ago, he slipped in illegally the letter I into the word Salvation Army
to become
a Salvation Army.
He's done
it again. He's put a G in front of Uber.
So
anyway, he's claiming he's a goober driver, whatever that means. He only operates between here and Bullet Avenue and Benton for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, if you use his goober service, you get double S&H green stamps on Tuesday.
Really?
true.
SNH Greens.
How could we have forgotten Mike?
Oh, and now I'm glad we forgotten Mike. All right, let's dive into this podcast and our songs with dance in the title.
So, darling, save the last dance for me.
We'll just dance in the dark.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Dance with me, George.
Oh, I'm just burning, doing a new time dance.
Dance to the music.
Ah, 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 music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dance to the music.
Dance.
Hey, some great songs, including our favorite song, Dance With Me, George.
Oh, man.
By
best
Ambrosia.
Best. Yeah,
best. Indeed. So, looking at this list, some of them just kind of jump out at you as obvious songs, but I also noted a few songs with dance in the title. I'm going, I've never heard of it.
I came across a lot of those.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a dickens of a time finding 10 of them I could recognize for four seconds guessing. I put some on and went, well, I've never heard that before in my life.
So did you have some standouts that you liked?
Well, I liked You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
I know you weren't much into the disco, but I think that's a great song.
That's a great song.
Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett, and we can never understand why. A thousand dances. I have.
Well, and we talked about the fact that that's the song that it never mentions the title anywhere in the song.
Yeah.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Dancing with Mr. D, the Rolling Stones, never heard of it. Must have been on an album.
Well, I did a little research on that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Dancing with Mr. D was actually, it came off of Goat's Head Soup in 73.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you hear the guitar riff from Keith Richards. But it was the B-side to Do-Do-Do-Do Heartbreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, it was on the same album that Angie was on.
Well, so the B-side counts, too.
Well,
you know.
That's exactly right.
What about Private Dancer, Tina Turner?
Great.
Man, that was
song.
A great song.
Yeah, yeah.
Dance Hall Days, Wang Chung. I happen to like that song an awful lot. Played it on the radio.
I played
the dickens out of it.
It was a great song.
Wang Chung.
Yep, yep.
Neutron Dance, Pointer Sisters, man, did it get any more exciting than that?
I love that song.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Dance With Me, Orleans.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Shadow Dancing, Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You got some?
I do. Dancing Machine by the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah.
That was on their 9th studio album. It was released in February of 74. And the Jackson 5, apparently they were hoping for some disco club exposure. And the song was made popular, made the dance, the robot dance popular, or the robot dance technique, which Michael first performed while singing the song on Soul Train in October of that year. Now, he didn't create the robot dance. A fellow by the name of Charles Washington created that in the late 1960s.
Well, what is the robot dance, Larry? I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's the one where they just kind of move their arms.
Herky jerky movements.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Herky jerky.
The moonwalk was probably easier.
I never could do that either.
I couldn't either. I have enough trouble just walking regular.
Well, your problem was you were trying to do it on carpeting.
Good save.
It only happens when I danced with you, Frank Sinatra. I don't remember that one either. What about the Safety Dance, Men Without Hats?
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, that's good. They Dance Alone, Sting.
Good song.
Oh.
Luther Vandross,
yeah.
Dance With My Father, great song. I guess it was probably very popular at weddings there when it came out.
And this one was done several times. Bette Midler's Do You Want to Dance?
Yeah, yeah. But she did a great job on
she
that.
She did
one.
A great job
she did.
On it. Yeah.
And I guess a couple of country standouts, Garth Brooks, The Dance. You just can't beat that one. No, you can't.
Okay.
It's just a great song. I Hope You Dance, Leanne Womack. And one I don't remember, and I probably should go look for it, Anne Murray. Could I Have This Dance?
Oh, yeah. What about Dance Tonight, Paul McCartney? That was a great one.
Yep. Yeah. Good song. Your Mama Don't Dance.
And Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll.
Exactly. Or Do the Robot. Now, you found one, I think one of your favorites, Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
From the Drifters.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you a little story about this.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to this.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight.
It's a pretty song. Mm-hmm.
You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight.
I love this lyric.
But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be.
So darling.
So darling, save the last dance for me.
My music story is about a guy named Jerome Felder, American blues singer and songwriter. But his real name, that was his real name, but he always wrote and performed under the name Doc Pomus.
Okay.
P-O-M-U-S. Doc wrote songs for many, many artists. Hit records galore for Ray Charles, Big Joe Turner, and Elvis, among others, working out of the Brill Building mostly. He wrote the lyrics, and his partner wrote the music. He wrote A Teenager in Love, Diana DeBelmont's, Hushabye, This Magic Moment, Turn Me Loose, Fabian did that one, Go Johnny Go, and Elvis's big hit Little Sister. Just a few.
Oh, wow.
But one of the loveliest songs he ever wrote was the lyrics for this Drifter song you just heard, Save the Last Dance for Me, written mostly for his wife-to-be for their wedding night.
Wow.
A big top 40 hit. Doc Pomus is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Blues Hall of Fame. He was a blues singer as well as writer. Interesting that the man who wrote this wonderful song about dancing spent his entire life in a wheelchair due to polio as a child.
Oh.
And now you know the backstory about Doc Pomus and Save the Last Dance for Me. Isn't that sweet?
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Great story. Hey, I wanted to include a couple more songs with dance in the title. Let's Dance, David Bowie. Dancing in the Dark, Springsteen. ABBA, or ABBA, depending on where you're from. Dancing Queen. What else got? A Tiny Dancer.
Oh.
Elton John.
Almost left that one out.
And Dancing on the Ceiling, Lionel Richie.
Did we mention Dance the Night Away by Van Halen?
No, we did not.
Yeah.
Good
throw that one in there, too.
And Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody If I Never hear that song again, I will be so happy.
Why did you play it to death?
Here's the story behind that one.
Okay.
At the time, I was at K92. I was doing mornings. And I can't remember. There was some challenge, on-air challenge, that I accepted in a moment of desperation, I believe. And I went on the air on Friday morning, stayed on the air until Sunday evening at 6.
Well, you got paid the big bucks there, baby.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Have they come in yet? but that song was like top 10 at the time. Maybe it was number one. So we were playing it every hour and a half.
Yeah, it rolled around quite frequently.
I heard that song so many times. Our studio had carpeting on the walls.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure I was going to be climbing you could, if the studio was still there today, you could see where I was clawing my way up the wall. It's like, if I ever hear this song again. So that's why I can't even listen to that song anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was getting
ready to play it for you.
Well, thank you so much. But I know we must have played it 60, 70 times. I must have played it 60 or 70 times.
So. I felt that way about a lot of songs. Pina Colada was one of them. I thought I was going to go out of my mind if I had to play that song one more time. Pina Colada.
I get it. Did that Rupert Holmes?
Yes,
I think
Rupert.
It was.
Rupert Holmes.
Yeah. Is it time for seconds guessing?
I'm afraid.
Please,
so.
Please tell me it's not Whitney Houston's greatest hits.
It's not.
With I Want to Dance with Somebody.
It's not.
No. Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I got to tell you about the prize first. Of course, there's always a big prize involved, as you know. In keeping with our dance theme today, we've gone to the old prize closet and pulled out this lovely gift certificate to Susie Wong's dance studio. It's supposed to be tap dancing. Just, sometimes my Japanese sound effects are just not worth a hoot. This is called the step dancing. Soon, Larry, Suze will have you tripping the light fantastic instead of tripping all over your own feet. You'll soon be dancing like Fred Astaire, which wouldn't be too difficult because he's been dead for 30 years. You'll be known as Old Twinkle Toes. Well, I think we've run out of sound effects. Susie Wong's dance studio, known for blocks around, where her theme is dancing either the right way or the Wong way. Member FDIC. You just knew I couldn't, there was no way I was going to pass up the opportunity to do that bad joke.
Well,
you do always. I just couldn't pass it up. I had to put it the right way or the Wong
way. Well, I don't know how well I'm going to do, even if I do very well with, seconds guessing. That don't do well.
Well, you know, dance lessons are on the line, so if you want to learn to dance, here we go. Easy peasy.
Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street.
You got it.
Yeah. And that's been done, what, like 50 other times?
7,000
times. Yeah, exactly,
right,
exactly.
Here's another one.
Okay.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you had some fun here.
I know you like the disco.
Yeah. That's Denise Williams?
I can't believe that. It is Denise Williams. How did you know that?
I heard that and I thought, let's hear it for the boy.
No, it's
that's not the song.
It kind of sounds like it. But anyway, I've got The Next Dance, the name of it. So I've never heard of it in my life.
Well,
never heard of it. Not at all.
No.
But a goodie.
It's intermission in a minute. I don't know.
You're not even,
I got nothing.
You're not even trying, Larry. You're not even breaking a sweat today. It's a Dance With Me, Henry, Georgia Gibbs.
Okay.
I played that for you before in past podcasts.
Did you?
I have.
Okay.
You're not paying attention.
I must have stepped out of the room.
I was going to say, I think you were somewhere else down the hall, perhaps.
Oh, pull me closer. Closer and closer, much closer, while the music plays.
All right, I'm going to take just a stab at this. Drifters.
You got that part.
Dance With Me.
You got it.
Man. Really?
And you thought you
got one?
This one's easy.
If he loves it's Sting.
That one was
When we dance?
You got it.
Okay.
When We Dance. Okay. Oh, man, I just love me some Sting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful.
Good stuff.
Really.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Here's another one.
Right.
The last song they're playing.
Do we need to lower the lights?
The orchestra's yawning.
Could you hand me that martini?
Hey.
Frank. That's Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Last Dance?
You got it, man.
Okay. I'll get him every now and then.
Very impressed.
Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And Dance, Dance, Dance?
You got it, man. I'll tell you, you're doing better than I thought you were.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprising myself. Oh, boy.
Never heard it.
I've got nothing.
I don't think I've ever heard this either.
Stop it.
It was on their greatest hits album, Blair. Make this stuff up. Jay and the Americans, obviously. Come Dance With Me.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
All right.
Easy peasy.
Oh, that's Wilson. Wilson Pink. He's going to sing about Mustang Sally, isn't he? The mashed potato. Okay. Land of a Thousand Dances.
Yeah, absolutely. You used to buy a cheaper version of that Kmart to Land of 900 Dances.
Come on.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
One more of this miserable thing. Midler did it too.
Do You Want to Dance?
Yeah, that's what Do You Want to Dance originally sounded like. And that was by Bobby Freeman.
Oh.
That was the original.
I did not know that.
Oh, you know it now.
Okay, well, I've learned something today during Seconds Guessing.
Right now,
Gee, and I wanted those dance lessons.
I know. Well, we will not be able to call you Twinkle Toes, Dowdy.
Yeah, well, Glenna's probably thinking, well, after 30-plus years, he's going to learn to dance now?
We can still call you Click. Well, we're going to go from that joviality and stuff, jocularity, to something a little more serious, and that's we've lost a few people.
Oh, boy,
since the last time we met here.
Yes, indeed.
Ralph Emery, famed country music broadcaster, died at the age of 88, and I clued him because, even though he was not a musician, he was very well known, WSM Radio. He had one of the most unusual all-night shows ever in the history of radio.
Really?
You know, well, you know, usually it's like the graveyard shift, right?
Right, right.
You might have 15 listeners. More than that, really. But anyway, but not him. WSM put out that, 100,000 watts or 50,000 watts? So they covered almost all of the United States of America at night. While
they were like, a clear channel at night.
So he would just sit there in the studio, and these musicians would be coming out of clubs and coming off the road, and they go, oh, look, old Ralph is on here. Let's go over and visit him. So he got to talk to everybody. It was good for the musicians. Mm-hmm. It was good for him. He built quite the reputation on WSM until about 1972. Started in 57 and carried on with Grand Ole Opry till 72. And then he went on to host a whole bunch of other shows on network, or actually on some of the cable channels. Pop Goes the Country, a syndicated TV show from 74 to 80. And Nashville Now, probably most popular of all. And he just interviewed everybody. He knew everybody. He wrote a couple of books, too.
One that happened just after the last podcast we did, and we haven't had a chance to take note of it. Ronnie Spector had passed away on January 12th following a brief battle with cancer. Ronnie, of course, they called Ronnie Spector the bad girl of rock and roll. I don't know about that. Of course, I guess biggest hit, Be My Baby.
Yep.
And, I mean, what a great song from Dirty Dancing. And some early other 60s hits that she did. Baby, I Love You, Walking in the Rain. She split from the Ronettes in 66, married Phil Spector, was married to him from 68 to 74.
What a disaster that was.
Yes.
Did you ever read the biography where she talks about it?
I've heard a little bit about it.
It just sort of locked her up in the house and wouldn't let her go anywhere. It was just awful.
It's almost like the Ike and Tina story all over again, but for Ronnie and Phil.
Guitarist with the Ventures, Don Wilson, co-founder and rhythm guitarist of the instrumental guitar band The Ventures, has died. He was 88 years old.
Wow.
And I didn't know this. The Ventures had 14 singles in the Billboard Hot 100. I think Walk Don't Run is the only thing I could ever remember.
Mm-hmm.
With over 100 million records sold, The Ventures are the best-selling instrumental band of all time.
I used to sing along to every one of them.
Did you really? Well, you know, we featured, remember I featured some Ventures Christmas music on our Christmas podcast?
That's true. But they were great. They were fantastic.
You got another one?
I do. Of course, the shocker was singing legend Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. Meat's gone.
Yep. Died at the age of 74, reportedly from catching COVID.
Oh.
Marvin Lee Adday from Dallas, Texas. Of course, I guess his biggest album was Bad Out of Hell.
It was huge.
In 77, sold like 43 million copies. And I still love Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Which gave disc jockeys all over America a chance. So a little blessed relief.
Well, and here you can go from one side of town to the other and hear the entire songs.
I loved him in his appearance in Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was terrific. Came in there with that motorcycle. And he was riding around. Oh, it was crazy.
Did you know that Meat served as an understudy for his friend John Belushi in Lemons?
No.
A National Lampoon stage production on Broadway?
How about that?
True. And one more, because I know you've got one more we definitely got to spend some time on. Howard Hessman.
Oh yeah,
who made a career of portraying off the wall characters. Of course, disc jockey, who I guess we all wanted to grow up to be, Johnny Fever. On WKRP in Cincinnati, passed away on Saturday, January 29th at the age of 81. Complications from colon surgery he had back in December.
You know, he started out doing shows.
Yep.
And then he became a disc jockey for a while in L.A., I think. So he really was a disc jockey. Mm-hmm. He really knew what he was doing. And they said he made up a lot of the stuff on the show. He'd sort of ad-libbed a lot of stuff. And, you know, radio people are very critical of shows or movies that portray radio stations, because they're never, you know, there are a lot of things that just don't
We would say so it doesn't go that way.
But they did a pretty good job of it on that show.
They were legit.
Speaking of disc jockeys, I just lost a great pal of mine, a radio friend. Word has reached us that fellow broadcaster Chuck Boswell has passed away while out of town. I think he was in Florida. Hmm. Better known by his air name, Charlie Bell. I guess because it had a better ring to it. Okay. Chuck worked with me in 72 at WRVA, eventually doing a brief stint as morning man there before heading off to lots of other radio stations. He would work at a lot of different stations, including in Texas, was even a sports guy for WSLS Channel 10. You remember that?
Not that.
When he did sports for him?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did. Huh. Chuck would eventually, with partners, end up owning a few radio stations, and then he bought them out and owned them outright. And after the building stations up, he would then sell to a national Clear Channel Communications, currently known as iHeartMedia. I think Chuck did pretty well with the sale and moved back to Roanoke in his hometown, lived over Southwest. He was a graduate of Jefferson High School. He and his wife, Martha, were active in local theater. They were actors. And in his latter years, the last few years, Chuck was paid by a company that records books on tape, becoming the voice of over 100 books in the last few years. That's what he did. He'd knock out about three or four of them a week. I'm going to miss kidding around with that guy. He was just a wonderful fellow. We used to get together at our broadcast legends luncheons and dinners, and we would sit very close to each other and just give each other the dickens the entire time, keep everybody just howling with laughter, because he had a lot of funny stories. And I kidded him all the time, and he was terrible to me, but I just loved him to death. And I'm going to miss him.
Oh, I had a chance to work with Charlie Boswell a few times, especially at Jefferson, because I went to Jefferson. He really was, and very talented. Mm-hmm. Great set of pipes.
Oh, great voice.
Yeah.
Has been still, so, unfortunately.
That was a loss and a shock. So our thoughts and prayers with the family, Martha, and the family.
Going to miss that. Going to miss that kid. I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yep.
I came across, you know me, I'm always digging around these boxes of old tapes, these old dusty tapes. And I came across one the other day, and I went, oh, didn't know I had that.
Oh, well,
wasn't labeled. It was a little 3-inch reel.
Yeah.
Put some tape on it. I put it up on the tape deck and came up with something fascinating. You know, every radio station that you ever worked at had a couple of what I called hangers on. These were people that were always there. They were playing the contest every time you did one. It didn't matter what time of the day or night you were on. You could depend on these people to be there. These people did not go to the bathroom. These people did not sleep at night. They didn't take any time off. They just sat with a phone and a radio.
Stop it. You're talking about me again.
So anyway, we had a lot of those at ROV, and I can't remember most of them anyway, but I do remember Jay Hardy. Jay was a neat guy. He was a swell fellow, and he would call up. It didn't matter what time of the day or night you were on. Jay was going to be there saying, hi to you. Can you play this? Can you do that? And trying to game the system on games and what have you. So anyway, I came across this tape that I didn't know I had. It's just a very short little piece. Okay. Listen to this. Right. This is Dick Clark.
The Dick Clark National Music Survey.
Hi, my name is Jay Hardy, and I listen to the Dick Clark National Music Survey on 1240 WRV here in Roanoke, Virginia. Here's my question, Dick. What solo artist or group has had the most hit records which have never reached the number one spot?
You know, amazing as it may seem, Jay, the man they call Soul Brother number one never did actually have a number one record on the pop charts. Of course, I'm talking about James Brown.
Isn't that fascinating?
Wow. Wow.
Man, sometimes I shock myself at the stuff I find in these boxes.
What a great
piece. Isn't that great?
Piece,
yeah. And that's all it was. And where I got it, why I recorded it, and I'm sure I did. I have no idea. Well, probably because I ran the darn show at the radio station on weekends. And one day I'm just sitting there, as you are wont to do, with nothing better to do. And suddenly I went, oh, I can't believe that. So after I got off the air, I'm sure I took the disc back and ran this audio onto tape.
That's great stuff.
That's how we have it to this day.
Great stuff. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Are we about to put the wraps on this podcast?
I think we probably are.
My goodness. Well, enjoy, because there are more songs with dance in the title. So enjoy those as you move forward through this crazy winter that we've had.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. Do appreciate it, as always. And we appreciate you being here, because this is the podcast we didn't think we were going to be doing.
Wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah. But we were glad.
We'll keep you apprised, Lair.
Yes.
You know, if you could hand that scalpel back here, I want to remove something.
Hey, we do appreciate you being here for episode 36 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, follow us wherever you download your podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking the share button. We have a new episode every other week, and sometimes we even get surprised there.
We do.
Hope you're going to join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly. Mike's
still
out in the traffic, yeah. He's not making much progress between here and Vent, I might.
Maybe he needs to broaden his goober service.
I don't know. I don't think he knows his way around that well.
Breadcrumbs, Mike. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.